Good morning. It's 9:04. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. It's now clear extreme heat wasn't the only reason Xcel Energy locked thousands of thermostats late last month. Its largest coal-fired power plant, the Comanche 3 power station in Pueblo, broke down. Holly Velasquez Horvath is a company vice president.
Comanche 3 went down quickly, so we didn't have a lot of time to react, which is why there wasn't our ability to give notice.
The company took over thermostats for people who enrolled in Xcel's AC Rewards program. It's the first time Xcel adjusted devices without giving households the chance to opt out. CPR's Paolo Schalsiter reports 2022 is officially the deadliest year for people on Colorado's waterways.
37 people have drowned in state bodies of water this year, according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. That surpasses the 34 water-related deaths tallied in 2020. The most recent death came Saturday, when park rangers at Grand Junction's Corn Lake recovered the body of a paddleboarder. Officials say most victims die after falling into water without a mandatory life jacket. Some state parks, like Lake Pueblo, have free loaner programs for those who need a life jacket. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, CPR News.
The Denver Broncos fell short of winning their first game under new head coach Nathaniel Hackett and new franchise quarterback Russell Wilson. They lost by 1 point to the Seattle Seahawks in Monday's game. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.